Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's end the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I know on a hot, steamy day like today, there's only one thought on your mind, and that would be, I'd like to buy a new Corvette. That's a thought everybody has on their mind every single day. Well, there is a new Corvette, and tell us all about it. When we go to California, it's Lauren Fix.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and on the line from California, we have Lauren Fix. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Sandy.
Now, people have been very excited about the unveiling of the new, what is it, C8 Corvette. You've seen it. What do you think?
Okay, this is the 8th generation Corvette. Remember, it came out September 54, and originally, just so you have some background, the father, is a guy named Zora Arkus Suntoff, and he wanted it to be a mid-engine car. So we've seen those car junkies out there. These are called the Mako Shark.
Right.
Now we have the first mid-engine Corvette. It looks hot. It's made of composite, so it's no longer fiberglass. It's got a lot of carbon fiber, a lot of aluminum. It's very light. 495 horsepower.
Oh, okay.
Our people, 470 pound-feet of torque, and it weighs 3,300 pounds. So it's going to be light, it's going to be fast, and it's going to handle better than any Corvette ever made.
You would think that they would have squeezed another 5 horsepower to get to 500. Sounds like a lot more than 495.
You know what's funny? We were having that conversation amongst us journalists that were there. There was probably about 2,000 people in this dome that was where they store the blimp. It's a really cool building. But the car enthusiasts went polarized. No manual transmissions, dual clutch transmission, so it's all paddle shift.
Okay.
You can just press the button and put it in automatic. So that was a bone of contention. And then everyone wanted that extra 5 horsepower. But you know they're going to have the Z01, the Z06. They got to start somewhere. And it's called a Stingray.
Well, traditionally, they've always under-publicized what they really have for horsepower. When it was not considered a good form to have a lot of horsepower, they'd always under-report it. So it always had more than it really had. I don't know if they would do that with this one, though.
I don't know. I mean, it's different with government regulations now. I mean, this is the last of the naturally aspirated V8 engines. It means no turbochargers, no superchargers. It's going to be powerful. They are going to come up with some electrified version, sort of like a Ford GT, but that's, of course, not in play yet. That's what I heard by talking to a couple different executives. But right now, this is the beginning of the Stingray. 0-60 under 3 seconds.
Oh, gee. Wow, that's good. Under 3, that's very good.
And under 60,000. That blew everyone away. We figured out it was going to be a $100,000 car.
Yeah, really? That's amazing to me. Is this going to be the kind of car where you hear Lauren, you talk about it, or you see somebody test driving it, and then you can't find one anywhere? You're searching high and low, and there's just none available?
Yeah, initially that's going to be a problem. And you know the dealers, maybe not the Buffalo dealers, but dealers on a
price packing,
they're going to jack up the price.
Yeah.
But I think that once, you know, the excitement wears down and you don't have to be the first guy on the street to have one, you should be able to pick up one for sticker. Now, remember, you're looking for a deal. The C7s are on the lot. They got like 200 days of inventory, and I'm hearing like $6,000 or more off a sticker.
Oh, wow.
Thinking, I should have bought the older Corvette. I really like the front engine. I want a manual, and I want it now. There's killer deals out there.
Did you just say, I want a man, and I want it now?
Manual.
Oh, manual. He's your gardener, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
And
being a mid-engine car, it should handle better than previous Corvettes.
Right. They said they were at the absolute maximum capacity of the existing chassis and front engine layout. So now with this new mid-engine layout, it's going to handle better. They're going to have more availability, because once a car is mid-engine, you're sitting in the middle, and it also allows it to have more capability. So you're going to see a lot more power, better handling, you know, bigger brakes. I mean, it's already pretty impressive as it is as the base model. But, boy, when the new performance ones come out, they're going to be...
Yeah, because I'm thinking, first of all, with the horsepower wars that are going on now, you would think bringing out a flagship car like the Corvette, you would think that GM and Chevrolet would want to outdo, say, the Hellcat. Just something so that for bragging rights to come out at 495. I mean, that's a fast car. You know, it'll put your eyeballs back in your head. But it's less than impressive when compared to other horsepower numbers.
GT 500, you know, and they're saying 770 horsepower. And I actually have one of those on order, and I'm thinking, okay, that's my kind of power.
Do you really?
Yeah, I ordered a GT 500. I won't tell you the color because I'll have to have you come by and see it when it's done. But you know, when you look at the cars that are out there, it is a horsepower war between FCA, GM, and Ford. You're not seeing that as much with the Japanese, but you are seeing the Germans saying, we've got the performance, but we're doing it with, you know, twin superchargers or a supercharger and a turbocharger.
All right. Well, you said that there were questions among the journalists about whether they couldn't get another 5 horsepower. What is the general consensus? Is it really truly split, or is there going one side or the other?
Generally, every single person was impressed. It shows what GM can do. My opinion is it's Mark Reuss, who is now the president. He's just below Mary Barra. He is a car guy. His father was a car guy who had the same position, and so he is going to take it to a new level. As long as Mark's directing the product that's coming out of General Motors, you're going to see more performance-oriented vehicles, and I think better quality vehicles than they've already got.
Let me ask you this, and it may not be a question you can answer, but it's important to me, certainly. Size-wise in the cockpit, is it teeny, 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 or is it reasonable, or is it you got some room there?
Sure. You would not get into a Ford GT if you're over 6 feet tall. This you can get into, not a problem. It also has a target top. People were getting into it that were your height and your size without any problem.
Oh, good.
The level is low, so as long as you can get down low into that car, you should have one.
Well, maybe I'll go get one. That'd be good. Thank you for telling me about that. Should I drop your name?
Yeah, right. I don't think that's going to help in this case. But if you decide to get one, let me know, and we'll figure.
Yeah, we'll go together. All right. Hey, thanks, Lauren. Always on top of everything. How is your trip to California? Everything nice?
Fabulous. And by the way, if you missed the reveal and you want to see the whole thing, because it was 11 o'clock at night,
okay.
It's on my YouTube channel, Car Coach Reports, and it's the whole thing from the beginning to the end. They even had some NASA astronauts there, so it's really worth the hour sitting there to watch it.
I don't know about the rest of the people, but when I go to your website, I'm hoping there's pictures of astronauts there. Actually, not quite. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We'll be talking to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, bye-bye. Lauren Fix, the car coach. So she's excited about it. I've seen a picture. You know, it's hard to tell with pictures. You can tell. I mean, if you're looking at a Lamborghini or Ferrari, you can tell instantly because of the out there styling. But in most cases, it's pretty hard to tell. You got to get up there and walk around it and sit in it and get in and out of it and see if it fits you like a glove, or see if you can live with it. Some you fall in love with and then decide, no, it's way too small. I can't drive many miles in this. But thanks to Lauren Fix, the car coach. We're back after this. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. If you happen to see Roger Christian, famous air personality from Star, today is his birthday. So wish Roger Christian a very happy birthday. Now, you forgot to tell me about that, Tony.
Yes, I just found out myself, and I wished him a happy birthday.
I think you were preoccupied because Roger was born on the same day as your son.
The day before.
Oh, yeah, he's tomorrow.
Yeah, Nick is tomorrow.
Couldn't Jeannie have held off another day?
Well, she
I mean, it's easier for us to remember two people on the same day. I know she was probably going through, I don't know, labor. But she could have thought ahead, you know.
In fact, I was hoping for the 19th, but Nick was slow in coming out. In fact, he wanted to time it so that he could share the birthday with his grandmother, Jeannie's mom.
His grandmother, Jeannie's mother, and Roger Christian all have the same birthday.
Right around the same time.
How about that?
Yeah.
Congratulations. And you got a big party planned.
Yeah, which means it's going to rain.
You're going to have ice cubes for everybody?
We've got popsicles, freezy pops.
That'll be fun. You can push people in the pool. And even if you don't have a pool, go to your neighbor's house. If
we'll
they have
find
a pool,
somebody that has
push
one.
Them in. Yeah. Into their own pool. That would be
Why
nice.
Why not?
Now, let's see. What else is going on? There's a lot going on today. I have a column here from Mark Thiessen. Mark Thiessen is with the Washington Post Writers Group, and he oftentimes is seen on Fox News. And he has a very good point here regarding the insanity that's going on right now, not just in Washington, but all over the place. The headline will say it all. Democrats say no one is above the law except for illegal immigrants. Think about it. You, a law-abiding citizen, you, a taxpayer, you, a person who has a right to be here in this country legally, you have to follow every law there is known to man. But illegals, doesn't matter. They're illegals. That's the point. Just like gun laws. The people who are going to do something bad with a gun don't care about gun laws. What do you, you think they're going to say, well, let's not shoot somebody because it might be a stiff penalty? No, it doesn't work like that. So here's what he says. I'll just give you a brief idea of what he says, and then we'll see what we're going to talk about today. We have heard a lot about the importance of the rule of law from Democrats. During special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of President Trump, Democrats in Congress delivered a clear and unified message. No one is above the law, especially the President of the United States. That was uttered by Nancy Pelosi. Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in our lifetime. That's her again. No one is above the law, not even the president, said Elizabeth Warren. How about that? Everybody should be held accountable. I love this whole thing, said Elizabeth Warren. Everybody should be held accountable, and the president is not above the law, said Senator Kamala Harris from California, obviously. Republicans are absolutely saying that in America, one man is above the law, and that's not a fact, said Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin, Democrat, Illinois. Now, that's what they're saying, but the bottom line is they don't want people who are here illegally held accountable. They want shortcuts. They want to make it the easy way instead of the way you normally have to go, which is not the easiest but the most rewarding, because at the end of that path, you don't have ICE agents knocking on your door. You might have a certificate that you can put on your desk or your table or your wall saying you are a naturalized citizen. Then you don't have to worry about any of that sort of thing because you did it the right way. That's the way it should be done. We have a path to citizenship. It's there. It's always been there. Nobody I know, certainly, is against this, people becoming citizens or people who are here legally. Nobody's against that. It's just the thumbing their nose and getting allies in Congress and in the press that's got people really riled up. Now, the president said that he is not supporting what the crowd said at his last speech about send her back. He said, no, he did not. He did not endorse that, and he didn't have to. Crowd has a mind of their own. And sometimes they're out of it, but usually they think of what they want to do themselves. They don't have to be led. But so you got that sort of thing. Now, Sunday at 1 o'clock, how about this for good timing? Sunday, everybody's out of work. 1 o'clock, so anybody can go, huh? Record heat. It might be in the 100-degree mark, and two distinctly different attitudes toward politics. That's the pro and anti-Trump rally, and that's going on in Buffalo. And we're understanding that they are a little bit apart. They're a couple of blocks apart, but not a lot. And let's just hope, as we talked about it the other day, that cooler heads in the midst of real record heat will prevail. Now, I want you to give me an idea. You may or may not be going. But if you were going, and say a reporter, let's say I'm the reporter, highly unlikely, but let's say I'm the reporter and I ask why you're here. I want you to tell me why you're there. Why are you at the pro-Trump rally? Why are you at the anti-Trump rally? And I'll ask you questions, as a reporter would ask, trying to be neutral, although it's hard to find neutral reporters now. They seem to be out of style. And we'll go along that road for a while. So If you're going or if you're not going, we'd like to hear from you as to why you would be at either rally, pro or con. So we got that going on. Also, we got the heat. We got to deal with the heat. Now, we did that yesterday, so we're not going to do it again. But we would like to get your opinion on the political heat. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Tony, if you were there and I were interviewing you, Mr. Calagiri, why are you here at this rally right now? I assume you're at the pro rally.
I would be, if I were inclined to go to a rally, would be at the pro-Trump rally to show my support for President Trump and to also send the message to the left that they are the ones that are in the minority concerning our country and especially with our support of President Trump.
Yeah, if I were being interviewed, I'd say, first of all, you have to remember he has a prefix before his name, which is usually where the prefix would be. He is President Trump, and he should get some amount of respect for the office alone. You don't have somebody like one of the Fabulous Four there come and start using swear words to describe him.
Remember, she referred to him as an MF-er.
Yeah, I know. She hasn't been in Washington long enough to unpack, and she's calling the president an MF-er. Do I have my own hand on the button? Yes. Is Frank ready just in case it's one of those days?
Wait. Oh, I think I signed the pledge that I know how to operate this.
Did you know how? You got to push it.
Yeah.
You know how to push it? Put your thumb or your finger on it until the light goes out.
Oh, that's too much. That's way too much.
We'll be back with more with Radio 103 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The vocal won't come in. I always wait for it, and he'll jump out of it before the vocal.
Not a runaround.
Oh, you do wait?
No, okay, there's good. Not. It's not on this either.
No, it's not. Okay. Hello, it is Beach & Company. Yes, how to play the guitar. We can teach you to play the same four notes over and over and over again.
I love Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What? It is Beach & Company. I'm asking if you were going to either rally or even if you're not, if a reporter came up and said, why are you at this rally, the pro-Trump or the anti-Trump rally? I'd like to know that. And also, the secondary part, which is also it's also a part of the general question, is the Democrats have spent over 3 years trying to harpoon this guy with everybody and everything possible, demagoguing this, demagoguing that, and it still hasn't worked. I have never seen one man the subject of so much hate. It's so much hate that the Democrats sometimes have veins popping out of their throats. I just don't get it. Like, for instance, I was no big fan of Obama at all. And I spoke against him, but not every day and every sentence and every issue. So I think that they're wasting their time, especially since the people who want to be president from their side of the aisle are not getting their message out. Nobody is talking about their message. You might be talking about what the crowd chanted last night or something like that, but nobody's getting their message about, hey, elect me, I'll do a good job. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, Dan. What do you think? What do you think? If you were at the rally, why would you say you were there? For which side? And what would you say?
Okay. I would be on the anti-Trump side. And if I were interviewed, it would go something like this, wouldn't it? Why are you here?
Yeah, why, Mr. Dan from West Seneca, why are you here at the pro-Trump rally?
Well, I'll tell you, Sandy. I watched Mr. Trump. I think I'm pretty fair. I've certainly experienced his one major piece of legislation, which was the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. I also remember his platform when he was running as a candidate, and he talked about infrastructure, the need for infrastructure. He had a very can-do attitude. In fact, he pointed out that it would be in cooperation with private industry, and he would be the most productive since Eisenhower. And here I am, and we are almost 3 years into his term. I also remember him sarcastically saying Obama golfed too much. And that's how I vote for a candidate. I vote on issue, not personality, not even politics. I voted for a Republican in my lifetime. So
okay, but the question is, and I understand what you're saying so far, it's all right to be against something, but you have to be for something as well. What have the candidates who would like the Democratic nod shown you that they could bring forth that would be beneficial to the country?
Well, I'm going to answer that honestly as a Democrat. I'm disappointed. They are not going issue for issue, and they are not attacking his record. They have no clear direction, and they have no clear message. And if I were running, I'd school them, and I don't have a big ego. Mr. Trump's been in office for 3 years. He has a record as president of the United States, and there are issues that you could tackle and you could debate, and it would be healthy. So I, as a Democrat, am disappointed in the field of Canada. The only one that shows me any intellect whatsoever, and the only one that makes any commitment in either direction, is Amy Klobuchar. And for some reason, who is ever handling her is not giving her enough exposure.
No, she's not getting a lot of center stage attention.
No, she is not. And the Democratic contenders for the presidency are not tackling issues.
You see, here's a problem, I think. Not that I would discuss it as a reporter with somebody I'm interviewing, but whatever, is it's the same message over and over. It's hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. It's a different reason to hate Trump, but every day it's a new reason. And even if some of those were legitimate, you get weary, you get tired of it. Your voice in your head says, you've already heard this message. That was the message from yesterday, or 2 days ago, or last week, or 2 years ago. It's the same thing. And once you latch on that it's not new, it's different, just a different reason, but it's still hate Trump. They're wasting valuable time on their road to the White House.
I'll tell you my greatest fear, Sandy, is that they are happy with Trump policies. There is not a poor politician in office. In fact, I think for the first time, everybody in Congress, except for Cortez, whatever she is from Long Island there.
AOC.
She's not a millionaire, but they are all millionaires. And in the Senate, they are multimillionaires. And I think that I don't like the Tax Cut and Job Act. I think it's leaning too much toward big money and not enough for the little people. And the fact that it is not permanent for little people and it's permanent for big business and the most wealthy bothers me greatly. So that would be one of my issues.
Now, I understand what you said is a very important issue. What would make a little person a big person in America?
What would make a little person a big person in America? I think today, Sandy, this is not the land of Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was poor, I mean, truly poor, and he educated himself and grew up to be president of the United States.
Look what we got now. We got all those dot-com gazillionaires. We got people who, you know, sell something and get $4 billion for it the next day. It seems like there have been a lot and still continue to have a lot of opportunities from being the little guy, maybe just getting out of college and not having even your first job, to making a success of yourself.
You know, I'm not so sure. I certainly applaud Bill Gates, the guy that owns Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
And Steve Jobs, okay? They were incredible. And they hit the right time, and they were smart, and they worked hard, and I applaud them, even the guy from Facebook, Zuckerberg. But I would think, by and large, a regular guy on the block, Buffalo, New York, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Massachusetts, I think that the deck is kind of stacked, and it would be very hard for them to climb the ladder all the way to the top.
All right. Well, enjoy your fishing. Make sure you just catch the right amount, because I watched that Northwoods Law where people are catching too many fish or illegals. I don't want to have to come and bail you out, Dan. Goodbye.
It's a charter. It's all controlled.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, thanks. Have a good weekend, Dan. Okay, bye-bye. You ever watch Northwoods Law?
No.
It's usually fishing game people from New England. It's usually New Hampshire, Maine, like that. And they're always catching these people who are fishing without a license, or they're doing something illegal. They didn't have their ATV inspected and whatever. And it's big-time crime, except it's for fish and game. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do when they come for your trout? We'll be back after this. It is a Beach and Company. I'm Frank Thomas. Yes, have
you. The big hurts here.
Yeah, just have your wife come over and feel my bicep. There it is. Now have her drool. Ooh, are you Frank Thomas? You look like you could still play. I can if you can ditch your husband. I often am mistaken for Frank Thomas, and so I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where's your White Sox uniform?
I know. I'm sorry. I don't have it with me.
Did you see the news that's come out, Mr. He's for the little man, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Campaign workers are fleeing because he's paying them poverty wages. There's nobody getting $15 an hour on his campaign.
But he speaks a different view.
Yeah, that was on Fox News. I want to thank my buddy Joe for sending that one.
Ziggy zaggy across the Erie Canal on zip lines at speed up to 40 miles an hour for half the price. Only on the Niagara Zipper. Kids and adults save 50% on Niagara Zipper Adventures. It's today's deal of the day. From My Buffalo Perks, details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. I think we understood that when I said it's from MyPerks.com. But I want to make sure you heard it. Did you write it down?
Is it MyPerks.com?
Let's go to David in Amherst. David, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, David. I see you're here at the anti-Trump rally. Tell me, it's kind of a warm day. Why are you here? What do you have to say about it?
I'm here because Trump is doing crimes against humanity. The migrants that are coming across the border are actually asylum seekers, and they're being kept in dog cages and a place called the freezer, and they're being shipped to Fort Sill as well. And they're being charged. Our government is paying $760. You said that they're illegals. They're not. When you're seeking asylum, you're not an illegal. You're seeking refuge from a war-torn or drug gangs. And the major contributor is climate. Their farms are drying up. There's nowhere to go. They can't, and they're in a drought season. It's been going on for more than 5 years now. And if you think it's hot in Buffalo, you should try Central America. Their farms are dried up. It's war torn with drug infested crimes, which we perpetrated the Reagan administration. If you'd like, there's migration is actually in a negative effect. And if you really would like migration to end, Reagan, during his administration, stopped enforcing a law that put employers in jail and made them criminal. And not one president after Reagan, Democratic and Republican, has enforced the law. So that means that, and why did Reagan want to do that? Because he wanted to bust the unions. Migrants went to Florida, busted up good union jobs for contracting. Within a few years of Reagan not enforcing the migration or penalizing employers and just penalizing the people coming across for work, that is I could go on for a long time, and I really don't know how much time.
Well, you've expressed a lot of views, and obviously you have a lot of reasons in your mind to be there at the anti-Trump rally. And thank you for speaking to our audience. Appreciate it. Mana from heaven, Tony.
Wow.
Thank you, God. Thanks for making the rest of my show easier to do. Okay.
Reagan.
Was he? It's Reagan.
Climate.
Okay. Climate. We'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.